This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House calls it an incredible military achievement by Israel, the United States, and other partners in repelling hundreds of drones and missiles launched by Iran toward Israel. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
A barrage of objects streaks across the night sky from Bethlehem in the West Bank amid drone and missile attacks from Iran toward Israel. The Israeli military says the Islamic Republic launched more than 300 such projectiles, but said it, with help from the U.S. and partners, shot down 99% of them. Iran has warned it would hit Israel in retaliation after a suspected Israeli airstrike earlier this month destroyed the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria, killing 12, including two top Iranian generals. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the U.S. will not take part in counter-offensive measures against Iran, an option Netanyahu's war cabinet favors after a mass drone and missile attack on Israeli territory, according to officials. The threat of open warfare erupting between the arch Middle East foes and dragging in the United States put the region on edge, triggering calls for restraint from global powers and Arab nations to avoid further escalation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said his country needed help from its allies to fend off threats from the air, just as Israel did against Iran's attack. Speaking in his nightly video address, Zelensky said the world had seen that Israel was not alone in this defense. The threats to the sky were also destroyed by its allies. This is VOA News. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson says he will try to advance wartime aid for Israel this week. Johnson is attempting the difficult task of winning House approval for a national security package that also includes funding for Ukraine and allies in Asia. The Republican speaker was already under immense political pressure from his fellow party lawmakers. He has sat for 2 months on a $95 billion supplemental package that would send support to U.S. allies. It would also provide humanitarian aid for civilians in Ukraine and Gaza and funding to replenish U.S. weapons provided to Taiwan. The unprecedented attack by Iran on Israel early Sunday further ratcheted up the pressure on Johnson. An Australian police officer and bystanders have been hailed for confronting and stopping a man who killed six at a Sydney shopping mall. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Screams of terror could be heard in a video taken by witness Rowan Anderson. His video showed people running and shrieking in panic in a Bondi Beach mall as a man with a bloodied knife aimlessly chased after random passers-by. A few seconds after the video was taken, the suspect, Joel Couchy, was shot and killed by emergency responder Inspector Amy Scott. Scott was lauded as a hero by many, including Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. I'm Karen Shama.
Fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces has ravaged Sudan with the one-year anniversary on Monday. Henry Wilkins reports.
Humanitarian groups and international journalists have found entry into Khartoum and many other parts of Sudan all but impossible. And as a result, the world's awareness of the country's troubles has diminished. Commentators and diplomats often refer to Sudan's conflict as the world's forgotten war, despite as many as 16,000 people estimated to have died because of the conflict and 8.6 million forcibly displaced. Analysts say pressure from the international community is needed to bring the warring sides to the negotiating table. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
Unflappable American golfer Scottie Scheffler claimed a second Masters title in 3 years on Sunday, the world number one holding steady while his biggest challengers self-destructed before the final few holes. Scheffler, the green jacket winner in 2022, began the day with a one-stroke lead over twice major winner Colin Morikawa and posted a final round of 4-under-68 to finish 11-under for the week, 4 clear of Swedish young gun Ludvig Åberg. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.